You're listening to the weekly Bible lesson from Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent in Plainfield, New Jersey, in the United States of America. For more information, please visit www.plainfieldcs.com. Subject: Spirit. Golden text: Job. There is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. Responsive reading. Proverbs. My son, if thou wilt receive my words, and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom, and apply thine heart to understanding. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge, and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver, and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord, and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. Lesson Sermon. The Bible. Proverbs. Understanding is a wellspring of life unto him that hath it. Numbers. And the Lord said unto Moses, Gather unto me 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom thou knowest to be the elders of the people, and officers over them, and bring them unto the tabernacle of the congregation, that they may stand there with thee. And I will come down and talk with thee there, and I will take of the Spirit, which is upon thee, and will put it upon them, and they shall bear the burden of the people with thee, that thou bear it not thyself alone. And Moses went out and told the people the words of the Lord, and gathered the 70 men of the elders of the people, and set them round about the tabernacle. And the Lord came down in a cloud, and spake unto him, and took of the Spirit that was upon him, and gave it unto the 70 elders. And it came to pass that when the Spirit rested upon them, they prophesied, and did not cease. But there remained two of the men in the camp, the name of the one was Eldad, and the name of the other Medad. And the Spirit rested upon them, and they were of them that were written, but went not out unto the tabernacle, and they prophesied in the camp. And there ran a young man, and told Moses, and said, Eldad and Medad, to prophesy in the camp. And Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of Moses, one of his young men answered, and said, My lord, Moses, forbid them. And Moses said unto him, Enviest thou for my sake? Would God that all the Lord's people were prophets, and that the Lord would put his Spirit upon them? Corinthians. I will pray with the Spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the Spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. In the church I had rather speak five words with my understanding, that by my voice I might teach others also, than 10,000 words in an unknown tongue. Follow after charity, and desire spiritual gifts that ye may prophesy. He that prophesieth speaketh unto men to edification, and exhortation, and comfort. Peter opened his mouth, and said, Of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. The word which God set unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. That word I say ye know, which was published throughout all Judea, and began from Galilee, after the baptism which John preached. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with them. And we are witnesses of all things which he did both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the words. They of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Peter, as every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth. Ephesians. And you hath he quickened, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. Timothy, continue thou in the things which thou hast learnt and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learnt them. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Science and health. Spiritual sense is a conscious, constant capacity to understand God. It shows the superiority of faith by works over faith in words. Its ideas are expressed only in new tongues, and these are interpreted by the translation of the spiritual original into the language which human thought can comprehend. The divine science taught in the original language of the Bible came through inspiration, and needs inspiration to be understood. Hence the misapprehension of the spiritual meaning of the Bible, and the misinterpretation of the word in some instances by uninspired writers, who only wrote down what an inspired teacher had said. God is spirit, therefore the language of spirit must be and is spiritual. Christian science attaches no physical nature and significance to the Supreme Being or his manifestation. Mortals alone do this. God's essential language is spoken of in the last chapter of Mark's Gospel as the new tongue, the spiritual meaning of which is attained through signs following. Ear hath not heard, nor hath lips spoken, the pure language of spirit. Our Master taught spirituality by similitudes and parables. As a divine student, he unfolded God to man, illustrating and demonstrating life and truth in himself, and by his power over the sick and sinning. Human theories are inadequate to interpret the divine principle involved in the miracles, marvels wrought by Jesus, and especially in his mighty crowning, unparalleled and triumphant exit from the flesh. Truth and love enlighten the understanding, in whose light shall we see light. And this illumination is reflected spiritually by all who walk in the light and turn away from a false material sense. The illuminations of science give us a sense of the nothingness of error, and they show the spiritual inspiration of love and truth to be the only fit preparation for admission to the presence and power of the Most High. Systematic teaching and the student's spiritual growth and experience in practice are requisite for a thorough comprehension of Christian science. Some individuals assimilate truth more readily than others, but any student who adheres to the divine rules of Christian science and imbibes the Spirit of Christ can demonstrate Christian science, cast out error, heal the sick, and add continually to his store of spiritual understanding, potency, enlightenment, and success. The soul-inspired patriarchs heard the voice of truth and talked with God as consciously as man talks with man. The ancient prophets gained their foresight from a spiritual and corporeal standpoint. When sufficiently advanced in science to be in harmony with the truth of being, men become seers and prophets involuntarily, controlled not by demons, spirits, or demigods, but by the one spirit. It is the prerogative of the ever-present divine mind and of thought which is in report with this mind to know the past, the present, and the future. A Acquaintance with the science of being enables us to commune more largely with the divine mind, to foresee and foretell events which concern the universal welfare, to be divinely inspired, yet to reach the range of fetterless mind. All we correctly know of spirit comes from God, divine principle, and is learned through Christ and Christian Science. If this science has been thoroughly learned and properly digested, we can know the truth more accurately than the astronomer can read the stars or calculate an eclipse. The mind reading is the opposite of clairvoyance. It is the illumination of the spiritual understanding, which demonstrates the capacity of soul, not of material sense. This soul sense comes to the human mind when the latter yields to the divine mind. Such intuitions reveal whatever constitutes and perpetuates harmony, enabling one to do good but not evil. You will reach the perfect science of healing when you are able to read the human mind after this manner and discern the error you would destroy. The prophet of today beholds in the mental horizon the signs of these times, the reappearance of the Christianity which heals the sick and destroys error, and no other sign shall be given. Body cannot be saved except through mind. The science of Christianity is misinterpreted by a material age, for it is a healing influence of spirit, not spirits, which the material sense cannot comprehend, which can only be spiritually discerned. Creeds, doctrines, and human hypotheses do not express Christian science, much less can they demonstrate it. The effects of Christian science are not so much seen as felt. It is a still small voice of truth, uttering itself. We are either turning away from this utterance, or we are listening to it and going up higher. Willingness to become as a little child, and to leave the old for the new, renders thought receptive of the advanced idea. Gladness to leave the false landmarks and joy, to see them disappear, this disposition helps to precipitate the ultimate harmony. The purification of sense and self is a proof of progress. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Rise in the strength of spirit to resist all that is unlike good. God has made man capable of this, and nothing can vitiate the ability and power divinely bestowed in man. Entirely separate from the belief and dream of material living is a life divine, revealing spiritual understanding and the consciousness of man's dominion over the whole earth. This understanding casts out error and heals the sick, and with it you can speak as one having authority. You've been listening to the weekly Bible lesson from Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent in Plainfield, New Jersey, in the United States of America. For more information, please visit www.plainfieldcs.com. Thank you and goodbye.